It's time for arguably Australia's number one beer podcast, The Step Brewers, with your hosts, Papa Sweden and The Pilly Panther, formerly known as The Juice Wolf. Oh, and The Wegg. Take it away, boys.
GIP, baby.
Hello.
GIP.
Welcome to... Episode 61 of the Step Brewers podcast. The podcast Brewers love. I am your host, Ali.
That's a real Pilly shaky Panther. Start. That's a real shaky start.
It was very cold. It was very cold. But it was nice, refreshing. I'll have another one. No. Well, you told me to have it like just before we started, before the, you know, the music got in.
Our guest told you that.
No, look, no, Wake did, and I did it.
Fair.
And now I feel a bit raw.
I like that. Now you're doing what Wake tells you to do.
Yep. Yeah. That's what happens when I'm not behind the desk anymore.
Behind the scenes.
They're still. I'm glad that they're still back.
I like that's nice. I like the little glass you have your pig in.
That's right. You can actually see the print when the foam is nicely coated.
I've got a little chunky boy glass too. I'm liking that.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you time that, by the way, or did I just waste my time?
I'm pretty sure it was at current speed.
I think so too. Thank you. The episode now is sponsored by our lovely friends at Preachers Hobart.
You.
Thanks for all that hot cash, guys. I really appreciate it.
There must be cabbage because the set's looking good.
This is the last time you'll see the set like this because we're doing a little bit of a makeover. So
you got so much cabbage, you're renting your own space now.
Damn right. We're in a big warehouse and it's great.
So. Hopefully Clint will be able to afford to buy me new headphones soon too.
Oh, I can't believe you'd bring that up.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, 30 seconds in.
No, but as the weekend just gone, we had our first live show at Preachers. It went very, very well. Some very good grog was on tap, hand-selected by us. How do you think that went, Clint? Good? Happy with the beer choices? Shout out to Mr. Banks for helping us out. You know, the week
special thank you to Mr. Banks, who not only helped us out with some exclusive kegs, but coordinated those kegs, took them to Fresh Freight for us in Melbourne, got the fixie kegs in. Like, seriously, Chris did a lot, so we appreciate you.
We do. Can't wait to have him back on the show for the lager episode, of course.
And our special guest.
Have you laid off on the whole, like, he's like pharma, lactose, or is that still...
No, it's still on, man. Still on for sure.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, Benny's here as well. Our most favourite guest of the show.
He's here again.
And he's here again. We really can't get rid of him. The fucking pest he is.
Nope, but, like a turd that won't flush.
But now he's on camera, so don't know how you feel about that. You're all right? That's okay?
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. He's wearing no pants, so we can see.
I'm wearing pants, but I've got Ugg boots on, so business up top, party downstairs.
It's nice from COVID what I'm seeing. Look at the legs. Nice. Very sexy. That's all I got for the intro. Oh, Clint's here, I guess. Wegg's here.
I don't even know why I write you in to ever do the intros.
Why?
Well, you could have done something beautiful and poetic.
I did something very beautiful, and that was chug a pig to start the show.
So. Well... In respect of the chugging of the pigs, we do have some new Patreon.
We do?
One of which is Mr. Karen McCarthy.
Oh, that's fucking right. That is just...
I watched a video of that man.
He's a beast. Doing a pig. He's a beast. He's a brewer from Easy Times.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Very impressed.
Yes. The chocolate bunny one, you really got around, didn't you?
Oh, I thought it was great. I'm thinking, like, I know what I'm doing Easter.
This felt very basic compared to what he's doing. So, yeah. Thank you to all our patrons, of course, for helping us do lots of fun stuff and have a good time. And
Couple of the, exactly right.
And they had a good time on Sunday as well, drinking out of their little Steppies glasses. And it was good.
Do you guys still break up the Patreon? So, like, you have yours and Clint has his?
That's correct, mate. Aren't you a member? You can be a brewery member, actually, because we have brewery members now. Do you want to introduce any new brewery members, Ali? Any special ones that might have signed up that you'd like to talk up and say the show?
We do have a brewery
brought to you by
Patreon,
them?
And it is Spotty Dog.
Who?
Spotty dog.
Oh.
Spotty donkeys.
Welcome Absolutely. To the show.
Oh, nice.
No, yeah, nice. We thank Spotty for coming on. It's not just all Klimt, because Klimt does literally not much of a Spotty dog. And everyone else does. So
exactly
we appreciate right. everyone but Klimt.
But out of the Patreons, other than the brewery side, who's the most popular out of you two?
Ooh. The answer is Wegg.
Oh. The Weggie's very popular now.
Really?
The Wegg too, yeah.
Yeah,
the
so Wegg. What do you do different? Like, what access or what do you do different?
Wegg doesn't have a tier yet.
It's called accessibility, and that is that it is only like $2.
Oh. Yeah, it's like $2 a month.
Yeah.
The most popular tier is Papa Sweden's.
Mine is the least popular because I'm middle of the road. Everyone wants to go high or go low. No one wants what's in the middle, and that's fine.
Yep.
Oh, well.
That's sad.
You know,
if you sorry, do man. Get that on the big
jumps. If you want to join the Pilly Panther tier.
So. I'd jump on the Pilly Panther
tier. Oh, that's
you
nice.
Get on it, man.
That
get
is
on
real
it.
Nice.
I think I'll do brewery. I think we can do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Step Brewers as presented by Fox Friday. That's delicious.
Mm. Give us a dirty cabbage, baby.
I just can't do cabbage like other places.
Wow. We also welcome Simon Moore, who has joined.
Thank you, Simon.
Oh, welcome.
Local Tassie boy, Jack Glavin, good
yes.
homie.
Oh, yes.
Saw him down at Preacher's the other day drinking one of my ghosts with the bloody, you know.
Ah, yes, gonna, yes.
We might talk about that later.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's hot content.
That's real nice.
And, yeah, it's been
that's
a big
all.
Month.
It has been a big month, and we appreciate all the new and old members, of course.
Mm.
That's all I've got for my horrible intro.
It was fairly subpar.
It was, and I don't do them often, and I think the pig actually threw me off a bit.
Perhaps now we're starting to see why.
I'll do a double pig next time.
Okay. Well,
double.
I look forward
you got
to
do it out of one of these,
writing you on next
these jugs
like
that we've got lying
one can
around.
On each hat on the hat with the cans.
Yeah. We're going to have to buy him one of those.
That'll be nice.
Can you get Stetson mounted like drinking hats?
Oh, you could put a whole like heaps of them around the room.
I did say this episode would go for a long time with Benny here. He always all brings right. out the best and rawest.
Hey,
funnel.
Let's
do
get
funnel.
Into some fucking beer news, shall we? Do it. Hit it.
Welcome to Beer News, proudly hosted by The Wegg.
Oh, is that a new thing, or are my headphones just overly loud because it was uncomfortable?
I don't know.
It was quite loud in my headphones.
It's like fingers chalkboard. Not pleasant.
All of the best things.
What have you got us, Wegg?
Well, we are kicking off Beer News this week with a little something to do with pirate life.
Fuck, here we go.
I think we all have probably seen rumblings or heard, or maybe not. Everywhere. I don't know. We've got a few boomers around the table here. So, but basically, anyway, moving on. Pirate life have kind of offsided a lot of people in the independent brewing scene, I think. And it's not necessarily...
For years.
Oh, well, yeah. But especially lately with their latest stunt, more or less encouraging people to post photos of their beers, whatever they may be. I don't know if they were necessarily stipulating they had to be independent or not, but more or less post a photo with your beer, and instead of actually showing that beer, put a Pirate Life logo over it.
Fantastic.
And we'll send you free beer.
Yeah,
so fuck you, Pirate Life.
That's that. Yeah,
I think it was like a no thanks tag.
Yeah, right.
That you put over the other people's beer and they send you a free 4-pack of their
Pirate Life. Have just done everything wrong since they've just sold down, haven't they? Just can't do anything right, and they do it shitly and fucking
Pirate Life are like the opposite to the Bolter sale.
Yeah,
very much so. And their marketing team should be shot, because that's if you're trying to stay within the people and the people that made them to be successful and end up where they are now.
Yep,
that's just against the grain of everything that they achieved. So
you're not,
it
you're
makes
not,
no sense.
You're not
sending out
anyone else.
Sending out free beer. I mean, maybe the person in marketing didn't realise how it would come across, that it's like you're basically encouraging people to say their drink is shit, which a lot of people are posting indie beers, and then saying, oh, and by the way, because it's shit, we'll send you a 4-pack of our stuff for free. Like, we'll take other people's customers through, like, predatory market behaviour. That's not cool, man.
Well, I'd just say, like, go down the tap room, do a funny dance, we'll give you free beers all day. Like, do something like that, not... try and make it so you're putting crosses over other indies.
Rag on other people.
You know, other people's beers. It makes no sense.
Free beer, though.
It's pirate life. Get around it. A car sour. It's, like, it's basically free at Dan's anyway, isn't it?
How many four-packs you got coming, Weg?
It's too many to count.
Weg's an influencer now. Now he's becoming more popular than us. People are sending him beers.
Are you trending?
He's trending.
I'm trending.
How'd you go on that Black Ops comp, by the way, Lockie?
Oh, I drank them.
Oh, you didn't photograph them.
Shit.
Oh, he's been dobbed in.
I actually do still have some in the fridge, just in case they're like, where are the photos? But I genuinely haven't
now
actually
Now they will
had
be
time.
Wondering where the photos are.
Black Ops, I'm sending you a message tomorrow. There will be photos.
Oh.
Someone tag Dan Norris in the comments.
To be fair, when I saw
the wedding photo,
the photos that were entering, I was like, well, might as well just drink my free beer.
Who won?
Sips and Sessions.
Oh. Ash.
Horny. Yeah.
Very good.
Very
knows what he's doing.
Did you have any ideas of what you wanted to do, or just couldn't come up with any good content?
You know me, I don't have any original ideas.
Couldn't hire a chopper, so just gave up.
Ali can hire choppers. He's got money. Now you're sponsored with all that cabbage.
This bloke. This is why we don't get him on anymore. Also, speaking of sponsored, not sponsored, I should say, we're drinking...
Jesus Christ.
Sponsored, not sponsored. We didn't pay for it. That's what I'm saying. Mm. We are all drinking...
Brag about it.
Blaster Brewing beers, which I unboxed very sexily on our gram the other day. And
no, you did not.
We are having some tasty beverages, I will say. What's that raspberry thing you've got, Weg? Pass me that, because that is a delight.
No, what it is, but it's great.
Rampant Raspberry Quad Raspberry Passion Fruit Hibiscus Kettle Sour.
Probably better than yours,
Ooh.
Isn't it?
Don't know, mate.
Benny and I are just on the chain
breaker. We're on the chain breaker.
And that's quite glorious.
And I think what's nice too, the brewer owner of Blaster just got announced as like one of the WA
40
like
under
40 like best businessmen,
just today.
Great.
How good's the can art?
I really like
100%
little unicorn.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Let's not go down branding avenue.
Why have you been frustrated recently?
No, I'm just waiting for him to start teeing off again.
Well, as long as we don't talk about don't say it.
Don't
say it. All right, moving on.
Yes, good one.
Brewers Feast.
How good's it?
Do you know? Have you heard about this, Ali?
I do know about.
Have you got an invite to this? Because I heard you're not actually coming. I
haven't booked my flights.
Yeah, well, I mean, neither have I. Have you?
He's getting a boat.
We might still get COVID at this point.
The boat's booked out.
When you get a COVID test, which end do you get tested?
They put it in your right ear first, and then it goes in your arsehole.
That sounds about right.
Because you don't want to swab.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to Brewers Feast.
We are going to Brewers Feast.
What are the dates? What's the
17th and 18th of April.
Not May.
No, we're going to. Not only are we going to Brewers Feast,
it's nearly a month away.
We're going to be live on stage.
No.
It's going to be a time. We've got a lot of good homies over there. I was speaking to Jackie from Co-Conspirators, and she's very excited to have us.
Not before Klimt uses me for free slave labour on the Saturday.
That is correct. I'll be paying you. Not much.
No.
Cash job, thanks.
As being paid from Spotty Dog from doing some bar work in the past, I'm just going to let you know it's not worth writing down about. just a forewarning.
Okay.
Enjoy
that. I had just actually had something come up. I can't come to Melbourne.
My only employee just became my number zero employee.
Yeah, so it's in Melbourne.
It's in Melbourne. Yeah, we're going to Bruce.
We're going to COVID.
Abbotsford.
Nice. I might join.
Well, yeah, you should. Come along.
Yeah. Why not?
You can run bar.
You love live Steppies events. You've got to be there.
I'm going to throw rocks.
It'd be weird if you weren't.
Yeah, if we didn't have you heckling in the background or Jimmy Anderson in the back, fuck, he's going to be upset you're on the show again.
He'll deal with
it. It's his own fault.
He swerved at me on a bicycle the other day. Old Papa Jim.
Were you at in the car?
No. I was walking across the street in the CBD and he swerved at me and he goes, "Fucking Weg!" For context, I was photographing a wedding.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I was walking across the road with the bride and groom and, I just get this, "Fucking Weg!"
That's amazing.
Papa Jim should remember that after the Sip Skip Cellar Tasmania Facebook group's first pub beat, he rode his bike home maybe broke some ribs, so maybe shouldn't be swerving on his bike.
Not good. Maybe training wheels are required for old
potentially
Jim Bob.
Yeah, potentially.
Could well be.
I think he's got a good beard.
But yeah, April 18th, isn't it, Weg, that we're up in Melbourne and we're going to be doing some naughty things up in,
well, yeah, we'll
in your face.
Fun guests and beer on stage. Sip, skip, sell alive.
I'm excited.
It's going to get raw. Yeah.
Be good. And there's some great brewers there as well.
Yeah.
Which are not, as of time of recording, not announced yet, but it does look
good. Hopefully they pour beer better than what you just did.
Well, I am cracking a little pilsner.
He's using the chonk boy to do a little
floofy. A little lager I'm having.
You've really got to notice every time that there's some kind of crispy beer comes, you know, in a package and we drink it on the show, I haven't actually got any of it.
No, because he does his floofy head.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking rude, actually.
James Lewis taught him that.
Yeah. All right. But anyway,
I don't see anything.
March. It's March. Mm. What does March mean, Klimt?
Steppies month, baby.
Yeah.
March Madness.
That's pretty exciting.
College. We're going to be recording the Steppies Award episode.
Ooh.
Along with the state-based awards.
Surprise, motherfucker.
A couple of states have finished now. The last few are getting done. And it's going to get raw. It's heated. Is that you from the Wild Wild West Coast episode?
I think he's going to keep those on the show.
That's not a good thing. Anyone else who was upset with the Wild Wild West Coast episode, I'm with you.
It's just you.
That's great.
I think the Fixation boys didn't appreciate the stabs. No, I'm just joking. They couldn't hear any of them. Oh, that was so funny.
That was very funny to find out afterwards.
It was quite awkward, me sitting here watching them on Zoom, and you guys couldn't see them, and I was like, oh, we're really not getting much engagement here.
They're not.
I fucking put a solid 5 minutes into that.
Here's you and me having an absolute blast, and they're just like,
not. You were just over there dancing, crying.
Dancing and crying, and they were just like watching the screen, like, why are those guys not talking?
Yeah, it was the occasional like sympathy.
It was good when they joined us for Raw Thoughts, and we realised so.
Yeah, and then they just left without saying anything. Bye. All right.
Your first news segment was a solid 3 out of 10.
Yeah, we really went off topic there, and this is what's going to happen.
Let's do Sip Skip.
Yeah, this is glorious.
Oh, is it good? The pills?
Yeah.
I wish I knew.
Not getting any.
You won't, because I'm having the rest.
Sip, skip, or cellar. We have a few beers to reel off. So Benny is quite a regular. He knows how this works. Let's just kick into it. Ballistic, Sleep When You're Dead. West Coast IPA?
Yes, cellar.
Looks fucking great. Heard really good things as well from some friends up north. And
some kangs.
Some absolute kangs. And, yeah, I would love to sip on this bad boy. I've heard some really good things. I don't know anything else about it. I just know it looks good.
Sleep When You're Dead series, the series they sell within X days, or they take them back off the shelves and destroy them.
Wow.
Super fresh. Fresh.
That's
very ambitious.
That is ambitious and scary.
Hipster.
It's good. Benny doesn't have to actually have that policy because his beers don't last that long.
That's true.
But if he did have that policy,
I'll throw mine. Even if they're in my fridge, I'll throw them out.
It's fair. It's fair.
Why not?
You're going to brew more anyway, doesn't it?
Fresh is best. That's it.
So, sips all round, I presume?
No, yeah. Cellar. Yes. Cellar.
I'm a sip.
Cellar.
Stocking that up.
Yeah. I'd sip probably with a slash of cellar.
Feel that.
Another one for you guys, Mismatch Brewing, doing a triple IPA called something Crush.
Triple Crush?
Triple Crush. It's a triple IPA.
It's 10%.
10%.
I actually saw a sneaky can of this yesterday.
Oh, friend of the show perhaps had one?
Yeah.
Matty Gray?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he did.
Did you sip?
Of course he did.
Although I don't know if I was supposed to say anything about it. Sorry. No tasting. No tasting.
Mm.
Just saw the can. Yeah. Very intrigued. Very intrigued.
I'm going to skip it.
You're going to skip it?
No,
You've changed.
I don't need triple IPAs much anymore these days.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Nah.
You've changed, bro.
New hair, new you.
It's just the new year, new me. I'm not smashing back triple IPAs.
You look like you were comfortably.
Like it's 2019.
You were comfortably smashing back triple IPAs at the live event when you did that keyboard warrior.
You know why, though?
It's true.
He was just killing the nerves.
True.
I do get nervous for live shows. I get.
It was good that you did the show shirtless, though. I appreciated that. Well, see how I wrote that into the future?
Those twists.
Manifesting like a teenage girl. Well, Klimt.
I still have my beautiful Carhartt braces on. Shout out to Billy.
I did see a little bit of shade about the Carhartt.
Doing some wood cutting earlier today, just in my yard and or my suburban farm, I like to call it. And I just thought I'd keep him on for the show because I know that Billy is a big fan of Carhartt.
Now, we don't normally share inside jokes, but the friends, official friends, our Patreon, and homies of the show, our brewer friend in the group, Bill has been going at you of late. And he doesn't like your Carhartt.
We'll talk more about it on Raw Thoughts.
Bill Armstrong of Three Ravens. So I think Ali might be coming for him tonight.
Shout out to the quietest guest we've ever had.
Hey,
damn.
Still got the podcast renamed after him, though.
Talk more about Raw Thoughts soon.
Okay.
Okay. That's going
good. Let's push on.
Yeah, I'm a sip.
Yeah. Sip.
Oh, yeah. Mismatch. Skip.
Oh, okay.
Fair. I do like Mismatch, actually. I went there. Well, I didn't go there, but they got the whole...
Yeah, you and Lucy.
They've got it combined with a... I can't remember the name of the winery or distillery. They do gin as well.
You said it on another episode.
It's good, but...
Why you skip then?
Because big percentage hazy beers have not been my most enjoyed beverage of the last couple of months.
Why doesn't he just fucking at you, Benny? Why doesn't he just at you?
I enjoy clear beers.
Come hang out for a little bit.
Open invitation. We'll
do a brew day with Benny.
I can't spend that long.
I saw one over there, Excessive Machine.
Oh, you did like that.
That was a nice beer, though, actually.
Yeah, I think you just, you like well-made
triples. I think, you just got to find your jam.
I just think I get too stupid when I drink beers that are...
You are a young, beautiful man.
I got to say, most 20? Of us get pretty stupid when we drink 10% beers, my friend.
Well, not the last time we had you on the show, but the time before that was in Brisbane, and we were drinking your triple-double.
This is
all pre-tap room. Is the triple-double ever going to come back?
About a year ago now, actually.
Yeah, triple-double, probably my favourite Fox Friday beer. Oh, that and the 5-0 of all time.
I remember triple-double very well.
I remember Ali from Range drinking triple-double and just being like, what? What? And then you very rudely told her you could help fix their haze.
I did not.
You did.
I fucking did.
You keep talking about cabbage. I'm going to talk about haze. That's how we roll.
Well, if you make shit up, I'll make shit up.
I think we all remember the conversation.
Fond memories. That was 12 months ago. That was glorious.
It was 12 months ago. Yeah. Shout out to Brews Vegas, which isn't happening this year.
We would have only just done our first show with you as well in the tap room, the old tap room.
Where you had to apologise.
Where you had to come and do dishes for me.
I drank too many beers and I was pouring them myself on the taps.
Anyone who's new to the show,
go back and listen.
Shout out to my mum, who watches
Mrs. Donahoe,
who watches our YouTube channel and loves Weg and thinks Ali's hilarious and said it was nice that I was on the show.
It's nice that we let you be on the show.
Anyone who's wondering, we've given you nearly no intro tonight. That's because if you're a fan, you know. And if not, go back to the Fox Friday app on Spotify.
Also, does he own any clothing that isn't branded with his own business? Or
yeah, he wore a bloody...
I come from work, man.
he wore a bloody Houston... Was it Houston Rockets or was it Texans?
No, it's Texans.
He wore a Texans jersey last time.
Yeah. Guess what? No video, no proof.
Raw. Anyway, go check out that episode all about Fox Friday and then the live show as a follow-up.
And then this one has a follow-up with even some bigger things in the horizon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back into this. This just got this sexy man next to me.
I fucking hate this segment. This always happens.
It's fine. It's everyone's favourite segment, and that's why, because
I hate that it's everyone's favourite.
Wildflower just announced Hive Gold Return.
As you're listening to this, I already have a Magnum in my linen closet.
I wonder if you got that Magnum. Because we are recording in advance. I wonder if you got it. I wonder if you...
Well, if it doesn't sell out before I buy it, I'll be on the shitter at work at 11:55 waiting.
Sometimes their website does drop a little early, I've noticed. It's like Topher gets a bit excited and just clicks.
Okay.
Actually, I think that's it. Is that a... Ooh. Yeah, that's a cheeky.
What
Wild Maggie
was
there.
Wildflower the one that just didn't get approved for Ballarat?
Dollar bill.
Dollar bill. Ed and Fee at Dollar Bill.
Mm. I was going to say, that's absolutely deplorable.
No, we're going to have them on the show real soon to talk about that, actually.
I'd love to know the full story.
It's really heartbreaking, to be honest. And, yeah, they basically went to the council meeting and just got attacked for, you know, no reason, essentially. Mm. And, like, they're bringing a really awesome business to that area. Very welcome in Tasmania, especially southern Tasmania.
Yeah, I know that they're going to look for somewhere else. And
iTag Discover Tasmania.
Come on down. Come on down.
No, that council needs to have a good look in the mirror and see where they really lie, because
that's crazy.
That's wrong.
That's crazy.
In all parts of wrong, that's wrong.
Yeah, we will have them on the show.
So buy as much Dollar Bill as you can at the moment. Show some
Support Dollar Bill.
For sure.
They
for
make lovely, and let them take it to the
Ballarat Council, because they suck.
Mm-hmm.
They do suck. Damn We've got no hands in that pie, so fuck you, Ballarat.
A council that doesn't suck, though, is the one that looks after Wildflower and let them do whatever the fuck
Marrickville.
They want. Marrickville. This was one of, I think, collectively our favourite beverages last year, the Hive Gold. There was also
my birthday bottle shop.
The Hive Amber as well, which I didn't actually like as much, but the gold or something about it was fucking glorious piss. And doing it again this year, glorious, I think then it was such a long blog post. I can't even get into all the processes that they do with the honey.
All I did was skip to the end and see A, when it's available, and B, if it comes in a magnum.
Mm, so it's definitely sold out now. It came out last Friday. It would have gone very quickly. It's a very, very good beer. I will be cellaring if possible.
Mm.
Thoughts, boys?
Definite sip. Definite sip.
Mm.
Yeah, that first edition gold was stunning. I am probably going to be on the Magnum train if I can scam one to share with some friends. Big seller.
Nice. So I'll probably end up being seller, because I'll just get...
Yeah, you'll just be coming to the culture.
Magnum boy over there, so of course he's a seller.
Maggie.
I
like how... Did anyone notice that last episode I was watching it on the YouTube, because I like to watch the Wee Addict to see what he says about this, because he doesn't... For you guys at home, he doesn't tell us what he's going to put in the edit.
Mm.
And so we have to watch it back on the day, which has been a bit raw.
Alex, you fucking love it. Don't lie.
My lovely fiance just comes in on a Wednesday night and just watches me watching myself. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're such a weirdo. And I'm like, well, do you just love the look of yourself? And I'm like, yes.
Well, you know, in, yes, in Simpsons,
you're marrying me. What, like, does not answer your question.
Why don't you sit down next to me and enjoy the show?
I know his text overlays are too fast for some of us, Tom. And
well.
And I noticed in Sip Skip last night, he called himself a bit of a Kang, a bit of a King.
Mm.
Didn't put Weg down the bottom, put King.
Mm, he did.
That was big.
Who knows what he'll do in this video?
I'm going to probably cop it now.
Who knows? It's raw and real and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little bit off script here, and I'm going to do one more beer for you. Just got to get this off my chest. Moobrew have done a Boilermaker beer with 40 Spotted Gin. Pink gin it is, and I think they've mixed that with their Pilsner or Lager or whatever fucking beer that they've chosen to mix that with. I've got some thoughts about Moobrew.
Does it come in a Magnum?
It does not come in a Magnum, and no one would want that anyway,
because
this looks fucked. Why would you mix beer and gin together? Just sounds bad.
We were literally drinking that the other night. Your engine together with the raspberry and the 7K. It wasn't great, though.
It wasn't good.
No, I didn't rate it.
That was raspberry gin. That was
raspberry gin of raspberry geyser is different.
Does anyone have another beer?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
So, yes, this is the second in the series with the Boilermaker. I think they did one with Lark last time. Can't remember what fucking bullshit that was.
IPA with Lark whiskey in a can.
Delish.
I don't get the Boilermaker in a can. All respect to Moo and Jack and the crew. Mm. I don't get the idea or the concept. I think Boilermakers, the best thing about them is they sit side by side and, like, they accentuate each other.
Which reminds me, we need to get Whiskey Craig back on and do another Boilermaker episode.
Spoke to him the other night about that. Yeah, for sure. It's for really, sure.
That's do it right.
Yeah.
Moobrew. I don't know what they're doing at the moment. It's just whatever's going on is so shit. Like, you own, like, you're owned by Mona. You're in this place where people come and, you know, you want to go and try something, do something a little bit, you know, weird, or, you know, we all know what Mona is.
Mm.
Why don't you make interesting beer? I don't think a Boilermaker is interesting enough for me. Like, they've got so many beers in their regular lineup and arsenal. You've got lager, you've got pilsner, you've got single hop. Or, like, there's nothing bold, ambitious, exciting in that range of beer. And they've got such a platform for people to, you know, rock up at Mona and have something really fucking interesting and really, like, you can wow people and go, what the hell is this? I didn't even know this beer style. Like, a lot of normies would rock up to that place and never have craft beer in their life. You're at Mona, and they just make the most boring, basic shit beer in Tassie with this incredible...
The Pilsner's very good.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, where's the excitement? Where's the Mona in Moobroo?
That's a big question.
So I'm, like, and a Boilermaker mixing gin with fucking... I'm a big skid, and I've got some real thoughts about.
This is real raw.
I don't know. Moobroo it's been triggering me for quite a while.
Well, look, I'm a skip on the beer because gin in a can in a pilsner doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm.
And before someone says, "Well, you haven't even tried it," only because I've spoken to people who have tried it, so I'm a skip. Like. I love Jack and the crew. I'm not going to rag on them, but I'm a skip.
Yeah, I just don't like gin sort of much anyway. So,
and I love gin.
You love gin.
But I don't want to mix it. Mm. I just don't think I can never think how that's going to work in 100 years. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel
raw thoughts started early, like. Normally the Patreon only get our raw thoughts, but you got raw.
I don't know. I could I like that energy. I'd like to go down that rabbit hole because it's, I don't know. I love Mona and I love the majority of what they
like
do.
You like the vagina wall?
Love it. So,
mate, he's got the soap. He's got the soap.
Celebrate all of them. Yeah. Celebration of genitalia. I wish there was a dick wall too because I just like a bit of equality. But
I won't touch it anymore. But I'd love to reopen.
That's in your bathroom, isn't it?
That's right.
In the mirror.
I would love to reopen that can of worms and talk about that in more
dropping
depth.
The can of worms on the dick wall. Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's move on.
Yes, please.
Well,
skip.
Before we,
I'm a skip too, by the way.
I'm a skip. Before we move on, can we instigate the first ever send Ali to the fridge? Because we need some beverages. And
can you get that? I can see one. Top shelf.
Tell you what.
Fourth from the left. It's got a little blue circle on it.
Oh, you can have a Mozza can.
I haven't had one yet, and you promised me the other day that we could have one.
There's so much other nice stuff in there that you could
have. Ali just said there's so much other nice stuff that you could have. Well, me and Weg will have that. There's a Hawker's West Coast Double there that
I was just looking
Benny might like.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Excessive Machine?
I haven't had it yet. I got that the other day.
Oh, sir.
Hey, Clint, actually, I've got something for you personally.
Oh, you do?
But I'm going to just grab it for you now, and I'd love you for... Before we really talk to Benny and why he's here, why don't we just have a little one drop review on the show?
Oh yes!
Now,
this is the kind of content that people come to see.
I see your glass is empty, and I see.
Can I read what it is? So it's Azul.
Part of the 2-year birthday. Happy birthday, One Drop.
Nitro Imperial. Fortified sour.
Don't you drink my Slipstream lager?
Damn it.
Get one of the blaster beers on that shelf. They've been sent from Michael for your enjoyment.
Have a pig.
Hazy IPA.
That's quite good.
Enjoy, my friend.
Okay.
All right. This, so am I really doing, man, this?
This is
an 11.3 440 ml can.
Enjoy. I've got two at home.
Lucky we're at your house and we can just.
Ali, where's the other? Hang on. Wait. I need to get the other camera so I can do a bit of horny freaking.
All right. Just keep talking about it, Clem, while looking.
All right. What I will say is how much are we loving
the It's canner? A very beautiful can.
I actually think it's one of the sickest cans to come out this year.
I think it looks really, really good.
And
tattoo artist from, I can't remember the tattoo studio, but he has done a couple for One Drop now and does a very
it's good It's Lighthouse Tattoo, at Lighthouse_tattoo. I seriously fucking appreciate his work because I think it's stunning.
Yep.
What I will say is I did hear Azul is the name of the dog, the gatekeeper in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And I think that like One Drop is so clever at, did you hear me say that? One Drop is so clever at taking the piss out of.
Should I wake a little bit of that light, that little that can out there?
Taking the piss out of beer culture, that like almost calling a beer this stupid a gatekeeper is a really nice little touch.
Mm.
That said, I'm very disappointed that I have to drink this. So it's a perfect drop pour nitro can. I'm going to flip it 3 times. I'm going to rest for 10 seconds and then I'm going to drop pour and then watch
move
the
that, move that spotty can out of the way just so.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry, we boys. Can get a good view of the. This is an extraordinary colour beer. Yeah, give it an extra little. Just all give right. it one more just for love. Yeah, that's nice.
That's that last one was for Nick. So yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, you know. We're just counting it down. Yeah, I'm super excited to drink this because it's green. And okay, well, I'm just going to move my mic. Sorry, Wiggy.
That's all right. Get into it, big boy. Enjoy. Oh, look.
So it's pouring. Those on the.
What are the adjuncts in this?
Seaweed.
Spirulina.
Spirulina. Coconut. Rum.
Looks great.
That.
So to those on the on Spotify, obviously jump onto the YouTube for this section and check it out because right now you're on the train to work and you're just not liking this situation at all. I will say that nitro does look really great.
Mm.
Like, looks great. So you guys asked what was in it. So they got lactose, coconut, passion fruit, lemongrass,
right.
vanilla, and then blue spirulina. All topped off with a subtle fortification of Hampton Estate Jamaican rum.
Can I smell the can?
I'm quite naughty when it comes to rum. I don't know if you boys know this.
Wow, that's interesting.
When I get on the rums, I just become. What's the word? I'm trying to put this in a way that isn't creepy. I just become a bit of a mad dog.
Right. Like from a,
I'm a bit worried now.
From a horny aspect?
No, or? Not from a horny aspect. Just a lad. Like I'm not horning out. I'm a married man with a kid. But
what? No, I get that. Like when you just like start no, I just like I become a bit of a you know.
No, I just like want to get around the boys and give them a kiss on the head.
You want to go to Obar and have a great time is what you're trying.
No,
to
not
say.
Obar doesn't even exist, does it?
It does. Yeah, it's pink. Moved.
No, I want to be at a pub with my arm around my mate and give him a little lick on the ear.
That sounds terrible.
Just real Will Tatchell.
Well, get into all right, it.
Come on. Chug, chug.
I'm not chugging this. So thank you to the One Drop crew.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Sorry.
Last month.
Happy birthday. They didn't send me this, obviously. Oh, it's a bit minty on the head. That's quite cool.
Mm.
We'll
take a photo for socials as well.
Ali bought this for me.
You're welcome, mate.
Fucking rider.
This was $70. This was $70 for a 4-pack of this.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think from memory. It's
11.3%. Oh, yeah. It's different, isn't it? Yeah, it sounds like a cocktail.
It's very interesting.
Oh.
I mean, I know that.
I'm buying the stickers to Barbados.
It actually smells sick.
Okay, it's
This was worth it. Let me go to the fridge again.
I've got to apologize to the Spotify people, but because this just sounds stupid. But
and Apple Podcasts.
It's so many levels of silliness. But
does it work?
I don't know what it's trying to be. It's. I'm not going to say it's not beer.
I don't know.
But it's kind of just like a cocktail that I probably wouldn't order.
Mm.
Do you want to sip?
Yeah, sounds like you'd like they're trying to take us to like that whole Barbados, Jamaica.
The concept with like, the can, it's
the
very
coconut, the rum.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not Yeah.
I love the concept with the can art. I think it's great. I'd never
Barley, the blue cocktails in Barley that you used to get. God,
I
don't
know. I was too busy drinking Smirnoffs.
Oh, really? Not even Bintangs.
Bintangs. Yeah, no, I drank a few of those.
Yeah, it's... I'll just have a very small taste because...
I don't mind that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to describe. It's the silliest fucking beer I've ever had in my life.
I don't hate it as much as I thought.
Better give me some then.
Just so you all know where...
The mouth feels amazing with the nitro. It's
got to say, that on a hot day by the pool, I could do it.
I'd love to, when we get Nick on, so Nick is from One Drop, is coming on the show.
Yeah.
Because we're big fans of each other. When he does come on, I'd love to ask him if the gatekeeper name is a reference to, you know, people being like, I just want beer that tastes like beer. That's not a fucking beer, because it's like, that's not a fucking beer.
No, we appreciate One Drop. They love to, you know, push the limits and push people's opinions as well.
That's pushing the limits.
Yeah, now, like, I don't want to rabbit on about it, but the whole point of this beer is to get attention for the birthday. And it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe I was thinking about this today because I wondered if you'd make me drink this because you did put it to the front of the fridge. Maybe the thing that annoys me about this beer isn't that it's so silly and attention grabbing. It's that I just had a bunch of other One Drop beers and I think they don't need to be attention grabbing because I think their beers are really good, some of the other ones. So
that Seven Seas was phenomenal.
Liquid Mosaic, like a little bit more bitterness for me, for my palate, but very fucking delicious. Seven Seas, I think we might open in a minute. Maybe it's on the shelf.
Fucking crack.
I don't feel like they need to be attention grabbing. Maybe that's what annoys me about it. But I guess I got to drink it now. So
enjoy.
Fuck! What a time.
While you polish that off, we should actually probably get Benny on, and well, he's on.
We'll give him a segment.
We'll let him just...
Nah.
Okay, well...
Can we...
That's it for Step Brewers.
Can we cut and go to a wee break?
Oh,
real raw.
Wig, hit that, Jim.
Okay, bye now.
So,
take seven. So we've taken a few attempts to get back in.
I just want to say to all the fans of Wegg, perhaps he's not as good as you think. So
apprenticeships are 4 years. I can see that.
I'm looking at a couple of you guys who keep DMing us about Wegg teas, and I think maybe Wegg tea hasn't been earned yet. Anyway, take seven.
Funny stuff.
People may be wondering why Benny's here, because it's sort of, he just popped up out of nowhere like an apparition, and just sort of give you the context. So little message going across and Benny says to me, Papa of many children, Mr. Worldwide, I need to come on the show.
You've got one child.
No.
That he knows of.
You're all my children. He's like, I need to come on the show. I've got to talk about something. And I said, mate, you can't come on the show again. This will be... The third time?
50th.
Fourth time.
Fifth?
Live show, Fox Friday.
Episode You're part 50. Of the furniture now, mate.
This is the fourth time. And Jimmy Anderson is getting real upset about it.
Might as well live here.
But also, you know, fuck him.
Oh, look. People know what they want.
But you did want to come on the show, and we do appreciate you coming on to share some news with us. And
dropping a big bomb.
Well, we don't know if it's a big bong because, full context, I said, what would you like to talk about on episode? And he said, I'd like to talk about it on episode. So, Benny.
Not even we know what it is.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Literally.
Pretty much. So, Pretty much.
Luckily, I've lubricated myself with delicious One Drop beverages.
That green juice.
That green juice.
Green juice.
One Drop K-Love Tea coming soon collaboration. So, Benny, what's news?
Well, I mean... Yeah, the tap room's open now. Congratulations! Tap room's open.
Thank you very much, and thank you for everyone's support too. Like it's been really good.
The food is extraordinary.
Food's very good.
That chef is killing it.
Yeah, Andrew's doing a fucking bang up job. So, and we're having fun, which is the best thing. And the guys, Ryan, Oliver, Well, Ollie should call him, not Oliver. But
Oliver. Oliver. Wow, you've been telling him off lately.
No, I haven't. I probably should call him Oliver. Yeah. And then sue us as well with Andrew. No, the guys are doing a great job. So
awesome.
Yeah, no complaints at all. Feedback's been great.
That's great.
So, yeah, news-wise, so obviously online releases are back.
Saw that. Three cans.
Last week's drop. Three cans.
Last week's drop, this week's drop, I should say, is Code of Silence. Double.
Spy vs. Spy influenced label.
No. Look under your can is all I'll say. Look exclusive. Under your can.
Exclusive.
I like that.
So, goes a little bit with what you guys have been going on about of late as well, but...
Oh, shit.
I won't... I'll leave it there.
I know what that'll...
I'll leave it there.
I've got a little...
Yeah, I think I know where you're going, but I'll leave it there. Yeah.
Sending of regards.
But, so we got that going. But, look, obviously, as a brand, we've also been trying to expand. We've obviously done... tap room online releases, and we've been struggling to keep up. So very happy to announce that we are expanding. So we've just about locked in a place now in Moona. So we get to keep our roots. We get Moona. To stay yeah. where How we want to stay.
Really wish I had a golf clap.
I can have that in there. Yeah.
There it is.
Just all the golf crowd come around him and clap.
What? Okay.
I just wanted a clapping emoji.
I love the energy between these two. Like, it's raw.
I think
and
it's
real.
Like sexual tension from Wick's point. But no. Okay, mate. See,
so sticking to the Moona roots. That's good.
Yeah,
that's,
so that's wanted, great. I've always wanted to try and stay in Moona. You know, that's where the OG was, and we really want to stick to that. Very close. Like super close, if anything, by the time this all comes out, lease is sort of done and we're ready to rock and roll. So, nice. 10 barrel, 3 vessel system.
Ooh.
Probably around sort of close to that 29,000 litre sort of capacity canning line and, so on and so on.
Canning line.
Did you hear that, Adelaide beer drinkers?
The biggest thing is, I want to obviously grow in our home state of Taz, make sure we're getting out the product Taz-wide, and it's been really hard of late, especially with the tap room, to be consistent.
You've just had nothing to give to people. You said to me a couple of times, like, people keep, hounding you, go, do you have any kegs? Do you have any cans coming soon? You're just like, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Because you've just been focusing,
I've got a tap room.
Yeah, on the tap room.
Support's been great, and people have been asking for the product, and it's just been tough. It's been a very, big balancing act to try and, go to the tap room and with summer, as we know, summer down here is big trade for us and
huge
and tourism.
Summer this year too.
So
even
you're
about
like
the tourists, right?
Yeah. So November, December was massive. From a numbers point of view, and just half for us. I don't know if people really know, but our capacity is 3,300 litres, overall. When you think about that in the grand scheme of things, that's tiny.
That's kind of fucked up. I didn't actually know that.
It's actually really impressive the amount you can pump out, obviously the quality as well, because they're very volume intensive beers, the stuff you brew. Like, you don't have a centrifuge, obviously.
Not yet.
Because...
Jeez.
JC from Deeds is just like, nice. My boy.
Not yet, but it's been tough, and we've had a brewer start, Joey.
I met
who's,
Joey.
Good guy, a lot of good ideas, very progressive, which is, very much what we're all about. So, fit it in really well.
Where's he from?
He's from Newstead, from Brizzy. Nice. We're able to get him on board. He wanted to move down Taz, and timing was right, and just really good fit for us. So, happy days, and so that's going well. But there might be a little second bomb.
I feel like Benny coming on.
Load up those sound effects.
Benny coming on saying he doesn't have enough beer. He's going to build a brewery. It's all things we all expect. So what's the second?
To come to Magnum?
All beers are coming in Magnums from now on. Oh, fuck no, yes. I'll take that back. Part of the expansion is we're expanding more again. Secured a place in Richmond, Victoria.
Oh, you're not serious, no are shit. You?
And we are heading to the mainland.
Wow.
Like a tap room?
Tap room, brewery.
You said
congratulations.
You said thank it would you. Be something that's that huge. We'd all like react to on the show. That's fucking massive, man.
Do you remember it literally a year ago we were recording in the tiny little fucking space that was the OG, still is.
Still the OG?
Still the OG, and we had some silly beverages up there, and who would
you helped yourself to the taps?
And who would have thought in a year's time, well, it'll take a little bit longer obviously for Richmond, but in you know, maybe say another year's time, I'll be pouring beers myself at Richmond.
It's going to be beautiful. So,
no shit, that's Steely huge, beer. Man.
Yeah. That's huge. So we are, heading into Richmond.
Great area too.
Yeah, not really not far off a sort of terrible bridge road. Football club.
Go the Blues.
Yeah. You and I have need to have words. But no, yeah, heading to Richmond as well. So we'll obviously have down here and Richmond.
So I mean, without like pressing you too much on the setup.
No, that's fine.
Will Richmond be a smaller setup and a bit of a? I'm going to steal a little terminology here, a bit like hub and spoke. So you'll have production down here, ship up there,
no,
do some small stuff.
That's Richmond will be 41,000 liter capacity to start with.
Damn, son.
We've looked to add some more in. But what's going to be nice is we're working to have the same brew house there and Tassie, so we get a lot of equipment synergies.
Yeah. Are you having the canning line, all that kind of stuff in Richmond as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so obviously having the Tassie one, that's definitely more Tassie focused. You obviously shipping stuff across the Bass Strait's a pain in the ass and expensive and tricky. So is that sort of where your head's at? You're gonna focus more on the canning here for local stuff, and yes then and the no. Melbourne stuff for in like interstate.
Yeah, so it's going to be a balance. You know, I really want, I really want Tassie to focus Tassie. So we want to do a lot of barrel aging down here.
Fantastic.
So we really want to make sure, you know, we focus on Tassie products, get the barrel ager going down this way.
Great.
But then with having the canning line down here and, you know, so we're getting the kegs out to trade and then we're making sure we support Tassie first down here to then, you know, Melbourne can sort of take care of Melbourne and then the mainland. But we also want to do online releases.
Yeah.
Still from down this way, you know, because, you know, to be honest, the lead time on the tins isn't sort of too bad from down here.
No, it's shipping the Tassie's not too
bad. I think, too, we can in some way sort of separate each place and maybe have a little twist from what we're releasing from each place, too.
Jeez, someone's excited over there.
I just finished my Azul. And then I was like, if I'm going to have the last sip of it and taste of it, I'll have a little swig of the can and sucked in a bit of oxygen there.
feeling the excitement.
I was going to ask, but I guess you already answered my question. I was going to ask if both Richmond and Tassie were going to be on the same sort of brew schedules or if it was going to be completely different.
When you say brew, as in producing beers.
Yeah.
Yes and no. So we'll have our core range to a certain aspect and then... pretty much, you know, like see, you know, what's seasonal, what's working, what's happening down Taz, what's happening in Melbs, you know, and you know, stay progressive and have some fun. Yeah, like we...
Huge amount of work. Huge amount of work. Yeah. When you said to me on the phone the other day, we have a huge amount of work when we're collectively talking about fitting out our individual breweries. You're going to fit out two.
Mm.
And so Joey was the new brewer, wasn't
it? Yeah, Joe.
So Joey will essentially be trained up very quickly to go over there or stay down here?
No, so he stay down here. Yeah. So Joe comes from, obviously quite a big system, Newstead, but they've also got the 10-barrel or 12-hex system, I think, as well in their brew pub, which we went to.
Shout out to the guys at the brew pub who really looked after us.
Oh, they were epic. Actually, I keep telling Joe every time, when we talk about the Newy when we went there, I was like, they were so good. They looked after us so well.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. I wish I was there.
And so, Joe says his name every time, and I always still forget it.
So Joe, hit us up so we can be respectful and say his name, because he did come to the live show, he did serve us beers, and when I went to the bar, I said, has anyone ever told you look like the lead singer of the Chats?
I think he actually works at Range now as well.
Oh, does he? Yeah, but no, seriously, absolute legend of a dude. It was really nice.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
And he ended up coming to the live show as we were recording and giving me a little fist bump as he walked in the door. And then
he lived at the apartment we were staying in as well, so we bumped into each other at the lift. It was
Oh, how good.
But,
and the third announcement is I am the face of the head brewer for Richmond.
You were the face of my head brewer last week.
Mate, you've got the old photos of me with the long hair. This is a new and improved me. Look a little bit different.
You've got the Carhartt on.
That's it.
You are fucking up, bud.
Face of the head brewer of Richmond.
Wow. Ali, while I'm taking this in and while Benny's talking, can you please get me a beer from the fridge? Because
I'm very good at that.
So you're not finishing the mosaic?
That's off screen. So I'm just.
I drink it then?
No, you can't because
I'll be right back. Does anyone else need a beer while? Because we've got the old fridge in set now. So
I'd like something from Blaster, please, friend.
From Blaster, I can do that for you.
So Benny, you've obviously got I have 1,000 off-air questions.
Yes,
because
we've sort of knew.
Yeah, ask what you want.
No. We full context, with Spotty doing our own build and install at the moment, and you I've known that you were going to do a Tasmanian based one for a while. We've been chatting and we've had some really freaking long conversations, like Jimmy Anderson Thursday night length conversations.
Oh, geez, those conversations go wild.
I'm so glad I don't get called by
if you ever get a call from Jimmy Anderson on a Thursday night when he's driving back from a canning run,
or he's had a few
at Miner's Gold, or he's had a few tins, it is one of life's great experiences. Actually, we should do it as a prize. Jimmy Anderson will call you on a Thursday night.
It's not a prize. That's not a prize at all.
And he'll just chat to you. It'll be great.
Beer grooming tips?
No, well, he singed his beard at the party.
He burnt it.
It was yellow. Smoker.
It was yellow. He's first time I've ever done that.
Anyway, we're just having too much fun as a group here. We're not podcasting.
No, we are. This is great.
This is what it's all about. This is what the people want to see.
News, excitement.
But, this is I know from...
Just don't get a photographer, Melbourne-based photographer. I just obviously have to fly unless, up every now and then.
Unless
and
it's...
Do some stuff.
Wait,
I'll undercut him.
Is there a friend, Focal Point Media? He's
A little bit of Riley Murphy.
Jeez, hey, what undercutters do we have here in this little?
Hey, official friend of the show, bro. Yeah,
exactly right.
Respect where respect is due.
He's a good man.
I just
love Melbourne. I love going and I love doing things there, and I miss it. I want to be there right now.
Next month. Are you gonna have to recruit a Melbourne brewer and a whole team over there?
Yeah, for sure.
Should people from the show that are in the industry be thinking about talking to you, or what's the go?
Oh yeah, look, always get in touch. Obviously, as we go, we'll announce a bit more of a timeline of things are tracking. I'd like to think, the Moona side of things is going to be.
Pardon me.
Open sooner.
You'd think so.
Purely because we only need a production site, whereas in Melbourne we're going full production tap room.
I guess a lot of that, the stuff that really is taking up all my time, so wouldn't be taking up your time because you've got that Cellador is...
On the laptop or...?
On the laptop. What does the Cellador look like? What's on the walls? What's the look and feel? You've got that in Hobart now. So you just taking that concept and like pushing it to a new venue, like food, look and feel? Like, is that the go? Is it?
In some ways, yes.
Is it the one that you showed me, or is it a completely different?
No. Do you know about this?
You just showed yourself.
You're a dirty dog. You're a dirty dog. I respect you. No, I respect
you. You're a dick.
I respect your integrity.
Hey.
See, this is
mum's the word. I keep good secrets.
Mrs. Donahoe.
Do I? Come on.
No. Oh, I gotta say, Ali keeps great secrets. I will because say, that's the second time now
that he's done that. I will say, if I tell Ali something,
I completely missed whatever that was.
That was a really good sight too. So whatever you've picked is.
if I tell Ali in confidence, I know that it will be in confidence, and that is to your character.
Slide into my DMs. Tell me all your secrets.
But in saying that, it's.
Yeah, well, I was like, because that was.
I keep looking at this and thinking.
Well, it's where the home of the.
It might be.
Home of the magpies, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in Collingwood, the first one I showed you. But no, it very different. I'll show you later.
Mm.
But it's. We'll take a little bit of what we're doing, and we're pretty much taking. You know, what we're doing, the concept, you know, South American, Southern styled food, not South American, Southern styled, Texas, we'll do some smoked meat as well. And we're sort of taking all of that, we're refining it a little bit.
Traeger, sponsor us.
The patty melt.
I've got a new Traeger, by the way. So
yeah, we've seen
the little fucking Traeger.
So
not that little.
I got the big one, not the little one.
Timberline. Let's. This is a meat podcast now. This is a meat podcast.
Can we get sponsored by Traeger and just sit it right?
How good is the Fox Friday food, though? Just saying.
Well,
no. When the kitchen's open.
What I was gonna say. What I was gonna say is like Melbourne fam. Like if the food is anything to go by. Like, the beers are obviously incredible, but I go to Fox almost more so for the food because it's so fucking delicious. And, like, I love it so much. So, Melbourne, it's just going to be another little hotspot.
I was going to say that because this whole COVID thing means Melbourne is our biggest listener base, right? You guys haven't been down to Tassie because you haven't been able to. Mm. You've gone through a fucking shit 12 months. Yeah, the food at Fox bangs. Like, the fact that the beer is available at a bar near my work is silly. But then the food, and I mean, it's crazy
good. It just goes like that.
When we were speaking about where we were going to take Netto for the day he comes down. So
first on the list was Fox Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, he was like, we're dining at Fox Friday. Beers and food at Fox. Like, first up. That's Ali's first statement.
Patty melt gets me. Hard.
No, it's a hot Nashville hot chicken.
I will never eat that the same ever
again. Yeah, I want to tell you right now, the Nashville hot chicken sandwich with the special seasoning you guys have, which I assume is just really good salt and MSG because it's delicious.
No, let's not go past
S&P, bro.
I know we're just like all sucking each other off right now, but like
the hand cut fries are legit. Oh,
dude, you know how ripped Subas is from cutting those motherfuckers? 120 kilos a week.
Shout out to Subas.
That we go through.
Shout out to Subas, our new homie. Let's get him on the show.
But we're actually going to do like
he can just cut his chips while he's here.
We're talking about like doing a deep fryer over there. Dirty cowboy. So like a Nashville chicken.
Yes.
In love with like a patty melt, like mixed in somewhere. We're still trying to get that. It's
fucking silly and I need it.
We're still trying to work that out a little bit. But
she hearing this?
She gets me turgid AF.
Mm. You had the boudin balls? You're
not. I've had the boudin balls like 20 times. I will say massive shout out to you putting on the Super Bowl event. Because Hobart got behind that, man. It was sold out. Sarah was at the door and people were being turned away.
I low-key did want to turn up to that. But I was like, there's no chance I'm getting in.
You just go, do not know who I am.
So many people turned up and were turned away. It was crazy. And the vibe was fantastic. The food was great. I had like 3 chili dogs and like 7 pints. It was fantastic.
How was your poo the next day?
Probably not as bad as yours after you went to the fucking hot wing challenge.
Let's move on.
All right. It came up this way, not that way. Let's just be grateful it did.
Well, that is insane.
Wow.
I'm really taken aback.
Anything else you'd like to...
Have you got anything else you want to throw
Well, we will.
Not yet. Not yet.
We will go to Raw Thoughts shortly. So maybe we can get a little bit more in-depth for the Patreon for the Brewers in our Raw Thoughts group and our Patreon guests. But fuck, I'm literally a little bit taken aback.
Yeah, and like, this,
I told you, I'm not going to tell you everything because I want shock factor. When you first said it,
I was like trying not to get up and hug you
the whole time. Hopefully, like, I didn't. Really I gave enough facial expressions. Like,
I should have known you'd fucking know. You're so good with secrets, man.
I told him like literally like probably 5 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, when was your engagement party?
Like January 26th. Like late January. So it was like the week before that.
Was like 20,
yeah.
Jan, like 26th.
So when you come to pick up the beef ribs.
Yeah.
Because I provided beef ribs.
Yeah, they were very nice.
These guys have got a really special relationship. I wish I had that with a friend.
Talk about raw thoughts.
To Mick Morgan.
Raw hard.
Also to Mick Morgan from Blaster. What's this Sour Mama Pepper thing you sent me?
It's a horny looking can.
It's a horny looking can. And it's,
look at the colour on it too, by the way.
It's crazy liquid. It's very.
Is there any left in there?
Yeah, there's heaps.
It's like you've had Viagra. Like you're like, it's very like.
He has had a full Azul to himself.
That's true.
To be low-key honest, the Azul has set me on a path that I cannot leave now.
Are you gonna have Are you gonna close out the show with chugging your pig?
I can do that if you want.
Guinea pig.
I will say to you.
You can compare times.
I will say to you though that I'm pretty much going to take Frodo and Samwell to destroy the ring now. Like, I'm on a path. And it's just... I don't even know what's happening anymore. It's raw. It's real raw.
You partake.
Thank you. I'll have that pig, sir. Can you pass me that Chonky Boy glass, which is available now via our DM?
Can I just say I'm stealing the one I'm using right
now? Mate, that is our gift to you.
That is a gift.
I got to say, the Tikus look fucking great.
Thank you.
Don't they?
Whoever got them, like...
They are sold out, unfortunately. Batch one is very much sold out.
We might
out.
Have to do a redo version of it.
In some black.
Love me a good Tiku.
Well, we
could do some blue and pink.
Some new illustrations might be in the works.
A little bit of wig.
Oh, what's that on the fucking glass?
Oh, gosh. Can we blank that out as well?
I like how Benny's
with pleasure.
Like, can we? Like, because he is part of the show. I will say
it's probably been on more episodes than I have.
I will say that Crafty Merch did an outstanding job of the tagus, and you know, COVID delays aside, we have been told there will be no more delays. And you know, shout out to Crafty Merch because batch one banged, batch two,
who knows?
Ali's designing right now. Special Patreon only glass. Ali's designing right now. Fuck, it's all happening this year.
Sign up to the WEG tier, but it's not actually called the WEG tier.
If you would like a Spicy Boy glass, this has a nice hop spice. Shout out to Shannon Giles. Is that too raw and real?
No, that's yep. fine.
Beep.
Who's Shannon Giles?
No, beeps.
The inspiration for that glass.
Look, he's not a neckbeard donkey, but he did make a very silly comment about polyphenols in hazy beers being a hop spice and being a desirable trait.
Hop spice, man.
Which, as you know, probably not so much. But yeah, hop spice glass is available.
Only a couple left now. We've had quite a few orders coming in.
So. I think there's 12 left maybe out of the batch, which is fucking crazy.
I'm sure
by the time this episode goes live, there probably won't be any left.
Sorry. Yeah.
But if there is, slide on in.
Massive shout out to Scotty from our Instagram who follows us, Ultra Scotty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you guys been catching up with Ultra Scotty?
No, I've been
Love watching. Sliding into the DMs, so shout out to...
Scotty loves sliding into DMs. And unfortunately, he kept saying to me, is shipping only $10? And I'm like, yes. And then he's like, cool. Here's my address in Massachusetts.
He's
from the US.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize. And I was just like, Scotty,
that is,
Scotty,
that is really
Scotty
cool.
I'm going to be real with you.
I didn't realize.
I forget that we have international listeners. So shout out to the quite large percentage of US listeners in the last fortnight.
Yeah.
I assume you're all here because of Guinness's Purgatory. So, you know.
Well, and come on, H-Town. Where are you at, H-Town?
Yeah, where's H-Town at? Hey?
Mm. Love a bit of H-Town. Can't wait to go there in 2045.
I'm taking you to H-Town, and I'm going to show you some of the best barbecue you'll ever
have. Please, don't.
We should all go to CBC. When done. It's when easy. It's back on.
Oh, I've got accommodation, everything.
Oh, easy. Shit.
Stop.
Can stop. I cut?
Wegg, no.
I don't think Wegg I'm ready.
Stays here.
Right. Oh, that's fair. Wegg, that's a good deal.
I'm going to confess something to you, Wegg. I've been liking your energy, boy.
Mm.
Been liking your energy
this
a lot.
This is for Ruthless. This is enough. But before we get into, before we wrap the show up, we do appreciate Benny for coming on and giving us, you know, the hot tip a little bit earlier. So we do appreciate that.
Yes. Well. Yeah, look, thank you.
A day or two earlier.
Very much the same timing.
No.
Gotta be honest, it's released here first. Like, this is the first place. And, you know, I wanted to do it here first. You guys have been great supporters for us. I wanted to give back. I'm not, whether this is useful news or not, I don't know. But people, I wanted to be on here and announce it to everyone sort of before we get out to everyone else. So thank you for having me.
We do really, really appreciate you every time you come here. It's always a lot of fun and banter. But also, you know, obviously you're doing amazing things for beer and Tassie. So we do really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I can't wait for you to have the patty melt ruined by my phallic
imagery.
You really
got stuck on your prose there, but you're on route for something special.
Where are you going with this, Harry Potter?
Step Brothers Podcast is proudly presented by Preacher's Hobart, one of the best beer bars and gardens in all of Australia.
Oh.
Get on the metro bus in the backyard.
Mm.
See us there at our 4 live events this year.
3 now, we've already done one.
The beauty of time.
And the first one was banging.
Fucking oink.
All right, go
here
on.
Here it goes.
Go on then.
3, 2, 1.
I wanted to play music.
No, we're not playing music.
3.
All right, okay,
2, 1.
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Step Brewers Podcast. If you like the show, be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review to help other beer lovers discover the podcast.